Bruce Jepson is a leading Māori education advocate and has taken a complaint to the Waitangi Tribunal, arguing that our people have been shut out of crucial curriculum decision-making, that's despite ministry advice, to include us. Bruce is what was the Māori Principals Association lead and has been a principal in Papamoa for many years. He might update us on that status. Thanks again for joining us at Te Rangatira today. Bruce, kia ora, hoki maira.
Morena Dale.
Still an educator, you're still the gaffer?
Yeah, I'm currently the CEO of Te Akatia, the New Zealand Māori Tumuaki and Leaders across Aotearoa, so still closely connected to our teachers in classrooms, our teacher aides in classrooms, our kaimahi that doing the grind every day in education. And that's extending to tertiary through to secondary school, primary school and ECE.
Tēnā koe, Bruce. Thank you. The claim to the tribunal, was that in the name of the organisation or did you take a personal claim, Bruce?
We were under the umbrella of Ngāti Hini's claim.
Tēnā koe.
But certainly representing Te Akatia.
Thank you. What does it mean in practical terms when our whānau Māori are excluded from curriculum decisions, and how does that absence show up in the experiences of akonga and kai ako, Bruce?
Yeah, it's sad that it took a Waitangi tribunal hearing, Dale, to explain the devastating consequences of Māori leaders being shut out of the refresh in decision-making. And when I say refresh, I'm talking about the curriculum. It won't be any surprise to our members that are listening today to hear that we had stated categorically that Te Akatia and therefore our Māori leaders were shut out of curriculum decision making from the end of 2023. That's a long time to be shut out. We encouraged our people most recently to watch the footage of the hearing. And a key point was there was a key witness, a Crown witness that admitted the process of curriculum review had been less consultative than previous practice. And in short, the witness confirmed that Māori had been shut out. So at a very basic level and practical sense, when Māori are excluded from curriculum decisions, bearing in mind that the curriculum is that fundamental roadmap for teaching and learning in Aotearoa for our Māori children and for all children, this is a Te Tiriti o Waitangi breach. There's a disconnect. It represents a disconnect between the Crown's obligations and Waitangi and the lived reality for Māori in the classroom. So in practical terms, this exclusion functions as a form of monoculturalism, where a Western Eurocentric worldview has been positioned superior and absolute, and whilst ngā tauranga Māori, our Māori knowledge systems and worldview, to describe that, there's a whole lot of adjectives. It's been sidelined, it's been deprioritised, it's been added on, it's tokenistic, it's minimised, it's marginalised, it's been invisibilised, Dale. It's been invisibilised.
Hey, and really interesting and appropriate adjectives as well. For all listening today, our immediate feeling is that it obviously contravenes the treaty and its intent. So it is appropriate that a challenge has been made through the tribunal process. But what do you make of political tourists, as we sometimes call them, because they can be in for 3 years and then gone, and how they have this holier-than-thou sort of attitude and decide that politicians are the best people to design curricula rather than those who have experience at the chalk face, Bruce?
Yeah, I think there are definitely consequences with the changing landscape of government, and especially I'll sort of pick up that up on this with this approach, that it's a double-edged sword for Māori. On one hand, we celebrate that the Ministry of Education seems to have progressed as a treaty partner over the past 30 or 40 years. We've been making significant progress as a treaty partner, and they understand the implications of shutting Māori out of decision-making and curriculum. And on the other hand, it's become really apparent that we have a Minister of Education that's backed by a coalition government It has no regard for the progress or any intention to honour the relationships that have been forged between Māori and the Crown over decades. So the consequences of the current government or the Minister of Education's disposition are obvious, and it boils down to trust. Trust has been eroded, and the curriculum has that has emerged as a result of the minister's ideological priorities has no integrity, no legitimacy in the system, because fundamentally it's not evidence-based. The consequences of this minister's decisions is she has to own them, because she's dismissed the advice of her ministry. It's going to be harmful for Māori Dale and all other minority groups that don't fit into the standardised, westernised, Eurocentric perception of learners and learning without tangata whenua.
You understand this landscape very well, and I thank you for your viewpoints and also the experience you bring to the table. That's what makes it most frustrating, that we're forced to go to the tribunal, and again, only with recommendatory, not binding powers, and it's very easy for governments to say, oh yeah, well there's the report, but to ignore it, which is what it feels like is occurring here. So, Bruce, from your perspective, what immediate steps do you think that need to be taken here off the back of the tribunal inquiry into the matter, and how we might restore partnership? I mean, you need willingness from both sides in order for that to be achieved, and it feels that we're not getting that from Wellington. But what structural changes do you think are needed so that this kind of exclusion can't happen again?
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Dave. Look, I haven't gone anywhere for the past 3 years, so I'm pretty easy to contact, and still looking forward to that elusive hui, as are all of our people. So we welcome the opportunity. We gave some recommendations in our submission in the tribunal, and we narrowed it to 3 points, but we have many others. But to refine them, the recommendations we gave in our submission, the first one was to reinstate section 127.1D immediately to ensure that boards of trustees are legally required to give effect to Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Not some watered-down approach that says, oh yeah, we'll consider it, but actually give effect. That was a safeguard for Te Tiriti or Waitangi and our people and all other New Zealand citizens in bicultural Aotearoa. The second was to mandate Crown engagement with Māori leadership collectives. So there's a range of kindred organisations such as Te Akatea, including Te Runanga Nui, Kura A Iwi, and others that could be reform a collective, and including iwi and hapu leaders in any future changes that are made to any act or any curriculum that may impact on tamariki and our mukupuna. The third was to protect the curriculum by establishing Te Tiriti o Waitangi as foundational and as a directive principle, not something that can be redacted or reduced or a tick box type exercise, and not something that a government of the day can come in and remove at will. One further thing. We, our legal team, Tuko Law, built on our ideas and offered a wider range of recommendations that we still need to unpack. It's fairly fresh. We've only just come out of the tribunal, so I'd be really happy to revisit this next week with you, Dale, if you're interested.
And I will be very interested to follow up on it again, Bruce. Mindful of your experience in this sector and valuable insights that you share with us regularly. I'll catch up with you again next week. We'll follow it through. Thanks again for sharing some time with
awesome.
Us. Awesome. Ka pai. Mauri ora, Dale. That's Bruce Jepson with us, joining us from down in beautiful Papamoa.